Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie with you, Sandra Champlain with us. Of course, she heads up Shades of the Afterlife on the Paranormal Podcast Network. Sandra, reason number three that Raymond Moody and Paul Perry say that there is life after life is called the transforming light. What might that mean?
Well, we often hear of the light at the end of the tunnel.
Aha.
Many people experience this light. Some people call it God. Some people, it's just this overwhelming sense of love. It's such a feeling that people cannot put it into words. It's not a light that blinds you. It's a light that loves you. There was a little boy story that I know. I met the dad, and the boy had actually drowned and been resuscitated. And the way this three-year-old boy described it, it was a face in the sun. You know, it was just so bright, telling him it was time to come back home to daddy. It wasn't his time to die, my words. But it's just this tremendous, bright, bright light, but it equals love.
Interesting. Number four, this one I don't understand. Terminal lucidity.
Terminal lucidity is just before some people pass, and people can be, unfortunately, like mentally dead due to dementia. They could have their mind filled or their head filled with tumors, and there's no medical explanation for this. People can open their eyes, talk to their relatives, their loved ones in the room, giving people hope that there was a miracle, that these people are back to life. They can say their goodbyes. They talk like they have been aware of everything that's been going on. Like I said, giving people hope that they're getting better, but then they pass away. So it is this burst of energy, burst of clarity, which tells me our consciousness cannot be in our mind if our mind has already, our brain has already shut down. So it's pretty extraordinary.
It is.
I'm studying more of that.
Reason number five of seven, this is interesting, spontaneous muses, healings, and skills.
Yes, well, the muses are people like guides. People have these experiences that they feel like they're either earth angels or people that are in the other world that give them advice on their life, show them direction, perhaps are part of the life review. They can give them direction as to what they may be good at. So there's a story in the book about a medical doctor who had this incredible urge to play piano and became a concert pianist along with being a doctor. So this brand new skill seemed to just come out of nowhere with him. And then healing is like people like Anita Morjani, who wrote the book Dying to Be Me.
Right.
She had stage 4 cancer, was given last rites. It was over. And then all of a sudden she experienced being in beyond so many things. Beautiful, beautiful story she has. But she completely healed under the agreement that she would come back to Earth and let people know that there is a much bigger picture to life, that there's an afterlife, that their life is for a purpose.
I'll be interviewing, of course, Raymond Moody and Paul Perry next Monday, the 11th, and Sandra has them already on her Shades of the Afterlife podcast if you want to listen to that. Reason number 6, light, mist, and music.
George, this can be just before someone passes, loved ones are in the room, experiencing what the dying person is experiencing. They can actually see a light or a glow that is around their loved one or in the room, which could be, you know, a loved one coming to visit and help them across the veil, or this mist, hearing music. There's been doctors, and Dr. Moody will tell you more about this, that have seen this light and this mist that would rise above a person after they've passed, kind of swirl in the room, create a funnel, and if there's a window there, it'll go towards the window, can go towards the ceiling. And this, to me, signifies the soul leaving the body.
Is it the ectoplasm?
I don't think it's ectoplasm. I think it is a spiritual light that we see with our mind's eye. And I asked them, do they think that, because George, when my dad passed, I didn't see any of that. I didn't. And I wondered if it was because my brain was so filled with everything that was going on, fights with my siblings and, you know, the fear of losing dad. And, you know, so much in 2023 now, we're so addicted to technology and we're not in that present moment. So I thought maybe being in the present moment, we would be able to experience this. And Paul Perry said, no, we really need to have empathy. The more empathy and the more feeling we have, the more he thinks that we're able to experience. So maybe it's a combination of the two, really being in the present moment and really paying attention to our feelings. And feelings is how mediumship works. I've taken enough classes in that to know that we have to pay attention to our feelings. So tying in all of that, perhaps that's when we get to experience the light, the mist, and the music.
And of,
neat.
Of course, reason 7 is the very strange, the psychomantium.
Very, very strange.
Yes.
Yeah, and Dr. Moody will tell you stories about how he found out about that ancient Greeks or something. But back in the day when he had medical students he was teaching, he devised a way that a mirror would be in a room. It would be a darkened room, maybe a little red light on, and having the mirror not straight ahead, so you're not looking right into the mirror, but the mirror is just above your gaze. And then being in that meditative state, maybe saying a loving prayer to a relative. And he thought that what might happen is people would have thoughts of their loved ones. Well, with himself and his medical students, many actually claimed that they saw or they felt their loved one actually in the room with them. So that's something I have not yet tried, but I would really love to explore it. We human beings are so powerful. I know that we are souls having a human experience, that we have not tapped into our soul ability. So I think what we can experience in the afterlife, a lot of it we can probably experience here, but we don't know we can. So I'm really looking forward to experimenting with this psychomantium. Hard word to pronounce, but it's a cool thing.
It is a weird thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
We're going to take calls next hour with Sandra. We're opening up the lines right now if you want to start lining up as we talk about life after life and share your stories with us if you want, or a question or two for Sandra. What if we're all wrong about the afterlife, Sandra? What if there's nothing?
Well, George, if there's nothing, it'd probably be like going to bed at night with no dreams. And
That's it.
But all signs from my 25 years and Dr. Moody's 60 years all point to something, and I think it's going to be incredible.
If I had to bet, I would bet that there is an afterlife.
I would too.
And I think we'd win that bet, don't you?
Uh-huh. But we can't push this on anybody. I know we want to, but I think people have to look for this information themselves.
Of course, we'd have to come back and collect it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you believe that if there's life throughout the universe, and I do too, I believe that they are going through and they're wrestling with the same questions about life after life?
Probably so. You know, I spoke earlier about that little voice we had in our head, the ego, you know, that has us be skeptical. When you think of this ever-expanding universe, and they say there is a star like our sun for every grain of sand on this earth, and there's tons of galaxies and planets and everything. Like, we can't grasp that. And then also, if we were to put a little camera into one of the atoms that make us up, all we are is vibrating energy, right? So I think it's a pretty big illusion that we're real at all, but it, you know, it is real, and it ties us into this game of life. But out there somewhere, I completely believe there's life, and if there's life, I would think it would pose its series of difficulties and love and pain and all those, and just by being a being, I think you start asking your questions, you know, what else is there and what's possible? So I think so.
Sandra, this is a program based on, we're almost like family, the guests, the callers, everybody, you know that. And we've got some callers that have been what I would call regular participants of the program over the last 20 plus years. that have simply fallen off the face of the map. They haven't called us. Nobody knows who they are, where they are. And there must be five or six of them who were regular, staunch callers that over the last year and a half have simply vanished. They would call 2-3 times a week to get on the program to talk to guests like you or participate in open lines. And they're just gone. And Tom and I were talking about it this weekend. I think something's happened to them. I think they're gone.
They very well could be. But, it's tough being human. And what you guys have created is a family with Coast to Coast AM. And like you said, they call in several times a week. People, we have a need to be part of something. And your show is that something. But there are also times when we get into our head a little too much and we kind of break that tie and we need to pull them back in, let people know that they're loved, that they're needed. So yes, they may have transitioned. They may be ill. You just never know. But I do believe in the power of prayer. I do. I do believe miracles are possible. So I think maybe we all can just send out a loving thought that they come back home, and maybe next week you get a call and surprises you that they're back.
I would hope they lost their cell phones or something and they didn't have any way to get back on the air or something.
Right.
My gosh. What about reincarnation? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting because I don't want to say both ways on reincarnation, but there's people, as you know, who believe we come back. Ian Stevenson did a ton of work and has a gazillion stories of reincarnation. And there's also the thought that we human beings are highly mediumistic. So what we think is us being reincarnated could be that person coming back, and we're tapping into them. I know we live in a time of recycling, and I'm really good about putting my cans and bottles out. I would love to believe that our life here, if it is so good being on Earth, and this is just this place where we can gather so much good stuff for our soul, that if, you say a child passes, that few months here is all there is, and then they go on, well, they only got that one chance. I don't know. But then, you don't want to tell a mom whose child has just passed that they're not going to see them in the afterlife because they've reincarnated. So I am of the feeling that if reincarnation is real, that it doesn't happen to everybody, or it doesn't happen to everybody right away, that we will be reunited with our family members. And if we want that opportunity to dip our toe back in the water of Earth, that we can certainly do that. And when you think of the population explosion, if there's only been reincarnation, 50 years ago, there were 4 billion people on the planet. And now we're double that.
Double that, yeah.
So where'd all these extra souls come from, right, if it's only reincarnation?
From the guff.
So I think when we transition, we continue to grow, we continue to learn. I do think, because there's several of my episodes I've done on reincarnation, and I don't tell anybody what to believe. You believe what works for you, that empowers you in this life. That's the thrust after everything. Helping people through grief, helping people believe their loved ones, and we go on. But then also having a powerful life while we're here. So what I may say might not fit for everybody, but if parts of it does, well, use it. And there's one really incredible story, and I can't remember all the details, but it was a little boy from a very young age was telling the story as if he was somebody who worked in Hollywood. He was one of the extras. So, so many people say they're reincarnated. I was Cleopatra, always these big famous people. But this little boy who would have had no knowledge of Hollywood was telling all of these stories, and there were something like 47 details that he got correct from a man who was a Hollywood extra.
That's amazing. And remember the story about Leininger, the little pilot boy for World War II? That, too,
absolutely.
Is incredible.
Absolutely.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.